All right. Sound of two hands clapping. They're not even on mic. They're just lounging, They're just, you could wipe the floor. You know, what is it? Wipe them off the floor or something? Something or other. Peel them off the floor. Peel them off the ceilings. So there's computer, mixers, what else? What other fancy equipment?
Samplers.
But you guys are pretty, this is a compliment, so don't take it as not a compliment. You kind of favor lo-fi, don't you, Tim? Sort of? Or are you in a different phase now?
You know, I like the, fi is, you know, can be all over the place.
Right.
Depending on what you want.
Fi, fi, fo, fum.
Fi on fi.
Fi on a fi. A pox on fi. Okay. So, of course, you are listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. And from midnight to 6, you know that we have KZFR Chico. So I love having Chico with us. Don't you?
Yes.
Tim, you don't?
Yeah. Are they only on it?
Yeah, midnight to six. The good times. Let the good times roll. Okay.
Remember
so,
the happy times.
So, did you have fun doing that?
Yes. Well, I forgot what I was thinking.
Well, that's always a good sign.
Yeah. For the duration. That's why we all make art.
Yeah, the only respite.
Yeah.
It's true, isn't it? So, what the hell was I going to say? Should I spin something now?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to hear?
Yeah, what do you want to spin? We just heard Peaches and Herb.
Oh, yeah. Is that what? Oh, Peaches and Herb? That,
yeah.
Uh-huh. But,
It was at a slower pitch. That wasn't the original pitch. You had it pitched down.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't do anything to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Who was all the moaning? Anybody we know?
No.
Barb just zoned right in on that.
Well, don't you remember my piece called Nurse? That was someone we knew, but I never would tell.
Why would it be private?
People thought it was I, but it was not. I do have my limits. Yeah. You know, like scanty clothing, but no nudity. You know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Groaning,
little mystery.
But no moaning.
No moaning, but no groaning, I think is the...
And that was flat out groaning, let's face it. That
yeah, that was a bit groany.
Yeah, that was...
That was a bit groany.
Nothing left to the imagination.
So, how did you two meet once we're at this? They're not a couple, but they're a performing duo.
We'll
make that very clear.
How did we first...
I don't remember.
And when,
I think we shared a bill maybe somewhere.
Yeah, something like that.
And
like
when did you start collaborating?
Earlier this year. Like the idea originally, Tim asked me. He's there's an old album of his called Percolator, which Lance Grabmiller is seeking to reissue on his CD label Premedia.
Cool.
And it's that album's on, I think it's like 32 minutes long. And so there was talk of doing an extra piece, a remix of it. And I said, well, remixes are boring. Why don't we make a new piece based on the same material? And I think this is like the fifth gig. All of the samples I'm playing are samples taken from Percolator.
Completely unrecognizable. I can't.
Wow. That's
right.
Homage.
I don't really hear it.
That is homage.
Well,
know,
I mean, you
like,
know, you can.
In a nutshell.
Yes, it's a remix project.
Yes,
however, Tim's
excellent.
Tim's got no rule book. He can sample Snoop Dogg. He can drag all sorts
yeah,
of extra,
like,
you know.
Extra nonsense.
With our audiences, no one's going to tamper with you boys, unfortunately. But you know, never know. You never know. Mm. You could be on David Letterman like in a minute.
We could be on David Letterman in a minute.
You know, they once phoned Bonnie Barnett like a million years ago, you know, because of the tunnel hums, and she was getting a lot of press, but then nothing came of it.
Who, Letterman?
Yeah.
The Letterman show?
Letterman or Carson or something, because of tunnel hums and
tunnel
blah, blah, blah.
Hums.
Yeah, exactly.
Tunnel
no,
hums?
No, they were cool. They were cool in their day.
Carson was stoned out of his mind.
I love Johnny Carson. Yeah, what do you mean? He was stoned?
Oh,
he was drunk?
He was drunk. But, I mean, there were a couple of nights where they were...
Flying.
Yeah, they
but
were
But he
flying.
Was sharp. Mm-hmm. Very sharp. I thought he was very sharp.
So, wait, Tunnel?
Oh, yeah, Tunnel Hum is like this. Well, I'm going to do it justice to explain it, but I think it was basically people kind of oming in a resonant spaces of different kinds.
It was their public kind of she was an acolyte of Pauline Oliveros. Mm-hmm. She's an LA girl. She was started off in San Francisco. Bonnie Barnett.
Okay.
She's probably still doing it. I'll never forget once when Mark Trail lived in Encinitas in a little beach cottage. Did you ever visit that little beach cottage? Okay. And he brought in Bonnie Barnett to some venue. And he was at the, I was visiting them. And he was ironing something on the ironing board. And I said, what are you doing? And he was ironing Bonnie Barnett's dress or scarf or something. It was awfully nice. But it was, you know.
Wow,
that's nice.
You know, good times, as they say.
Well, I did a workshop with her once at Mills. And I didn't really know what I was getting in for, you know. And I was, you know, I wanted to do, you know, some vocal stuff and kind of learn a little bit about singing. And we were, like, crawling around on our hands and knees and making animal sounds.
And the workshop in front of students or no?
Well, it was all us. No.
It was everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll never forget once Bob Ashley's class. This was like early 80s, Selected Problems and Composition. They were all called Selected Problems and Composition, remember? And the class, there were about six of us, and we were in a bad mood. And Bob said, don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. I'll go to the 7-Eleven and get some beer. And he just went, got beer. You know, that was the three-hour class, Selected Problems.
Selected solutions.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Well, what are you going to do now? Are you going to play some?
You're asking me.
Why don't we play a couple more songs and then we'll do another set.
Perfect.
Okay.
So what should we play now?
Oh boy.
I got the Sagan.
We could do that.
Did you bring anything? Okay, fine.
Oh no, I'm monopolizing. I
was trying to be nice, but he didn't bring anything. Okay, which cut?
Ears Fixed, Eyes Fixed in Wonderment Upon the End of the Cosmic Calendar. I don't know which track that is, but it's...
Oh. Would you like to look? Let me take a look.
It's track 7. This is a band called Sagan that I'm in with Blevin Blechtum and Jay Lesser. And we play cosmic music.